With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so some ticket text coming in. Mikey, get the audio I requested ready, and we'll kind of get it out of the way. Quick little note on the Tigers. A number of people saying he said booty, leg, and hip man. He's hip man, Mike. Hip man. That's from John. Did Snoop Dogg ask Stephen A. Hatchett how he likes his steaks cooked? No, I don't believe that came up on the interview. Please tell me, and it has happened, we'll make the cut. Indeed. You know it. I think the Dan Fouts is the best. Just so you know, I haven't watched the Lions yet. That's Jeff in Chicago. That's a great story is my favorite drop. I say it at least three times a day. Nothing like when someone recognizes it. Terry's talking about his D is the GOAT. Tell me it's in. I'm telling you right now, it's not an issue of whether those will be in. It's an issue of how we whittle it down. And that's where Stoney and Wojo will play a huge role. And Roberto made a great point, and then I want to move on. I don't want to belabor this. But the 18th is a day you've got to be listening, because that's a day where you're only going to hear, like, we don't play certain ones. Like, certain people have gotten mad in the past, or certain ones are a little bit off color. But the 18th, all hell's going to break loose. Like, you've wanted elitist, you got it. You want some of the Terry stuff, you got it. Like, we're going to make it happen. I mean, like, we don't play the famous bogey sausage clip, but it'll be played on the 18th. And if you don't know what that means, you got to listen to the 18th. Now, I wanted to just start with this because I know it probably won't go anywhere, and I'm not going to yell and scream or anything, but I have been begging. Can we please get Nicholas Castellanos out of the field? And I know what you're going to say. What about Victor? What about Victor? If you're keeping him on the team, then it doesn't matter whether he's on the bench miserable or not. I don't want to look at Victor at DH, and I cannot. If you didn't watch last night's game, I cannot watch Castellanos in right field anymore. And by the way, said it yesterday before last night's disaster, where he misplayed two balls, cost the team four runs, and set up a fifth run to cross the plate. Misplayed one in the ceiling, misplayed one at the wall. And the one at the wall, you knew he was going to misplay it a full 3 seconds before, because you would have thought he was blindfolded. And I say this again just so nobody thinks that this is personal. I know he's working very hard to become a good outfielder. I know he doesn't want to be bad. But guys, he's a paid pro. Like a lot of guys work to become good broadcasters, and they're not. Last night was like the last straw for me as just a baseball fan. I have never in my lifetime seen a poorer right fielder than Nick Castellanos. Now, I'm sure somebody can go to Baseball Reference and find a guy with a higher negative run saved. You can do whatever you want. I'm just telling you, I personally, off the top of my head, can't come up with a guy. He makes J.D. Martinez look like Ozzie Smith. Do we have the audio from last night? I mean, just, I can't, and this is what I can't imagine. What is running through Dickerson and Price's mind here? I mean, that in the booth right there, you're talking about like 80 years of baseball watching combined, right? Maybe a little more, depending on how old Price is. The point is, one guy played the game, the other guy knows the game. They, you know what I mean? I can't imagine what's running through Dan and Jim's mind when they're watching this and they're looking at that level of defense in right field. It's remarkable. Like, I don't know how does Jim just not go, God bleep it. I would lose it. Okay, do we have like a first cut?
Echeverria swings and pops it up into shallow right. Castellanos charges in, calls off good run, and then he lost.
goodness. Stumbled back and it fell behind him. Rounding third, heading home, and scoring from first is Jake Bowers. A misplayed fly ball. Two more runs for the Rays.
Did Jim speak or did he get up and punch a hole in the wall? Now, that was the first one. The second one, it was just as bad because it was such a horrible misplay at the wall. Like an average outfielder makes the play look easy to me. God, roll that one.
1-0, swinging a high fly ball right field, deep, going back. Castellanos at the fence, is going to jump up, it's off the fence. Everybody had to hold up. Now Bowers is being waved around third. Gomez is right behind him. Go to the plate. One run in. Now Gomez will be tagged out by James McCann.
I mean, what do you do at this point? How do you, in good conscience, like, you know you're paying Victor the money regardless. We all agree on that. You owe him about $9 million of his $18 million. What difference does it make if you make him stew? Put him on the bench and go, Victor, we love you. It's not personal, but I'm sorry. A, do you see what's going on in right field? And B, want to give you a newsflash, sir. Your OPS of like 650, that ain't working for us either. So either you're going to sit on the bench and you're going to watch, or you can get packing, we'll pay you your money, and hit the bricks. But I'm sorry. I don't know how Avila or anyone in that organization finds it acceptable to continue to play Nick Castellanos in right field. It's embarrassing. And honestly, it's getting to a level where I'm starting to feel bad for Nick. Again, I know he's a paid pro. And I know that guy doesn't want to look that way in right field, right? But at a certain point, you've got to help someone when they can't help themselves. He's one of the worst right fielders I've ever seen. He's a one-dimensional player, so let's make him one-dimensional. Let him do what he does best. Hit the baseball. You want to work on him at first? Maybe it'll be better in the offseason? Okay. But they've said they won't play him at first. But you cannot have Victor Martinez be the impediment to Castellanos DHing. Look, automatically, your WAR, your production, whatever metric you want to use, Castellanos at DH is going to give you an immense upgrade. We all agree on that, right? You're talking about going from about a 650 OPS to an 873. But then, no matter who you put in right field, here's the secret. The defensive rating is going to go way up, even if the guy you put out there is just average, and the offensive production won't match Nick. But remember, what you gain at the DH spot is going to go through the roof, and what you gain defensively, the differential between who you put out there and Castellanos will not be so great that it's not a better baseball move. And look, they're not going to win or lose based on this move. I'm just making a point that the more you show that Nick Castellanos cannot play the field, the more you hurt his trade value. You're better off putting him out there at DH. I mean, can you imagine a National League general manager watching that game last night or scouting and watching that in right field? Can't trade for the guy. I can't trade for the guy. Can you imagine him out in San Francisco's ballpark?
Right field in Comerica is not a tough place to play. That's where they try to hide everybody.
Mike, right field's not a tough position.
No, it's the easiest.
And I know we're not going to get a ton of calls. I know baseball talk is dead. I get that. But if you watch the game, you know what I'm talking about. And yeah, we're trying to have a little fun with it because there's no point sitting here and getting all angry about it. They're rebuilding. But this, I can't look at Castellanos in the field anymore. I don't think it's fair to him, and it's not fair to the other guys in the ball club.
And it is another reason why he's not an All-Star.
Does anyone here? Let me do this. I don't want to be negative and say no one cared, but like, does anyone have thoughts on this? Like, are you angry at what I'm saying, or do you agree? Like, to me, it's the simplest move for them to make is you just make the move, get him out of the field. And Victor's feelings have no bearing on my decision. In another 60 games, I'll never hear or see or think about Victor Martinez again. 248-539-9797. I'll throw it out there for the people. Plenty of other things to do, but I just can't believe what I'm watching. And I can't believe this organization finds it acceptable. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.